Hello, this is Brad Bowery with SREC Trade. I'm here to tell you a little bit more about the SREC program. It was created to help electric suppliers meet the state renewable portfolio standard. Through the program, solar renewable energy certificates, known as SRECs, are created on behalf of the solar installation owner. Each SREC represents 1,000 kilowatt hours of solar energy. SRECs are generated and tracked by an agency contracted by the state to certify the process. Once created, the solar installation owner can then sell his or her SRECs in an open marketplace. Prior to SREC trade, the only way to do that was through an inefficient system of brokers and aggregators. In the state of New Jersey, statistics released in 2008 by the Clean Energy Program show a nearly $500 difference between the high and low trading price for SRECs. In addition, the monthly trading calls note that an SREC may be traded several times before reaching the utility or electric supplier who's required to purchase them. At SREC trade, we are eliminating that disparity in pricing and connecting sellers directly to buyers. We charge no fees to the sellers and a minimal 3% transaction fee to the buyers. With a free trading market in place, it is important to understand what drives the value of SRECs. First, you have supply, which is essentially the number of solar installations being put up in a state. Supply is subject to the price of solar panels and the consumer's ability to pay for them. Second, you have demand, which is determined by the state renewable portfolio standard's solar requirement. This is the percentage of electricity that has to be produced by solar in any given year. Since credit for solar electricity is represented by SRECs, as the requirement increases, so will the demand for SRECs. Finally, you have the Solar Alternative Compliance Payment, or SACP. The SACP is set by the state and represents the amount a utility will pay for every SREC it is unable to purchase. For example, in New Jersey, the SACP for 2009 is $711. This represents the theoretical maximum price of an SREC. However, it is important to understand that the utilities will also account for the cost of purchasing SRECs when determining the maximum price they are willing to pay. Therefore, you can expect SRECs to actually trade at a price below the $711 SACP. That concludes a quick tutorial on the SREC program. For more information about the program and how the SREC trade market works, please check out our website at www.srectrade.com.